Good day, podcast audience. This is your podcaster, Ken Hodge. And today, I'd like to have a conversation with you about team building. Let's talk about ways that we can come together and make Local 304 one of the strongest locals in the National Postal Mail Handlers Union. We've got the people. All we have to do is redirect the focus and get that focus on one accord. And trust and believe me when I tell you, we can move mountains. Yeah, I want to take a few moments today and give you some of my ideas on how to become strong and the benefits of being strong. And when I say strong, I'm simply talking solidarity. One for all for one, to the greatest extent possible. Let's have a conversation. You see, one of the reasons I believe Local 304 is not as strong as it should be is because it's time for a different type of leadership. And again, I'm trying to select my words very carefully because I want to exercise team building for a few minutes. We're not tearing anything down. We're going to move some pieces out of the way and put better structured pieces there, but we're not going to tear anything down. Stay with the analogy. You see, you have to, in order to get a strong team, the team has to understand that the leader is strong. That if there is a situation, the leader will respond aggressively. And when I say the leader will respond, you have to remember, the leader responding, I've got executive officers, I've got state reps, I've got branch presidents, I've got stewards. So when I say the leader will respond, one of that contingent will respond if the leader does not respond personally. And members have to know that. They have to feel that. Now, let's keep it 100. We spend a lot of time in the unions representing people who some think are constant representers, for lack of a better phrase. The same people seem to have the same amount of trouble. Well, I look at that different. A lot of people call them the troublemakers. But, you know, more times than not, those are probably the people who are just not going to take it laying down. Those are probably the people who may not want to do a whole lot, but when that supervisor comes and asks them to do something extra that definitely does not apply to their bid, yeah, those are the folks that are speaking up very loud. But as a union, we have to understand if we're going to make the commitment to be strong, then we have to make the commitment that there's going to be some things that we're going to change. Collectively, it's going to empower or embolden the union, but individually, it may not sit very well with you. I'm asking you now to understand what it is we're trying to do and then make a conscious decision. Okay, I'm a little inside my feelings, but I see the bigger picture, and the bigger picture is a better picture for all mail handlers. Let's talk about team building. Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky, please get behind a president with presence and a team with presence. If you desire to run for office in next election and you understand and can appreciate the platform I'm presenting, I would love to post you as part of the president with presence, team with presence. And a strong team to replace and I don't mean 100% replace, but to replace most of the members of the current team is going to yield benefits for Local 304 that I cannot even begin to measure or count. Support Kenny Hodge as your next local president, because I'm going to put together the team that's going to build solidarity. And when management thinks about violating the contract in areas governed or regulated by 304, they will think again.